Watch, Jerome Hudson rocks National Federation of Republican Women Convention, we are winning the culture war. Keep kicking ass. By Breitbart News on October 7, 2025. We are winning the culture war. Hollywood has been broken. A new day has finally arrived, Breitbart News entertainment editor Jerome Hudson said to applause from the audience of more than 1,000 women at the National Federation of Republican Women's 43rd Biennial Convention. Conservatives and Republicans winning the culture wars and breaking Hollywood's dominance doesn't happen without Andrew Breitbart first preaching politics is downstream from culture. Will and Grace was the highest-rated sitcom among adults 18 to 49 from 2001 to 2005. A decade later, the Supreme Court ruled that marriage as between a man and a woman is unconstitutional, Hudson said. It was Bruce Jenner tucking it in and coming out as Caitlyn that pushed transgenderism into the mainstream, Hudson said, sending the crowd into laughter. Jerome Hudson noted how Al Gore's Oscar-winning documentary Inconvenient Truth shaped the conversation around global warming for more than a decade before a UK court ruled the film had at least 9 inaccuracies. By then it was too late, Greta Thunberg was already born, he said, to more laughter. Hudson continued, noting how from 2014 to 2019, Planned Parenthood advised Hollywood studios on more than 150 TV and movie productions. Ghouls like Lena Dunham, I haven't had an abortion. But I wish I had done them, spent years stuffing films with abortion propaganda, he said. The 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump author said a half decade before Disney transitioned from a family-friendly company to a super PAC for grooming. Fighting to allow Florida's public school teachers to turn elementary classrooms into a Pornhub comments section. It was Disney CEO Bob Iger who threatened to pull out of Georgia over my home state's heartbeat bill in 2019. For every horrible idea the Democrat Party has pushed this century, there's been an uninterrupted stream of Hollywood celebrity nitwits ready rally behind it, he said. Defunding police. Defunding ICE. Cashless bail. Open borders. Masking 2-year-olds. Mutilating 9-year-olds. Men and women's sports. Men in women's bathrooms. Men in women's prisons. This says nothing of the decades-long asymmetric advantage the left has had in the news media, sports media, on campuses, corporate America, and from Silicon Valley to the swamp, Jerome Hudson told the crowd. For a long time, it all felt overwhelming. And then those golden locks came down that escalator. The greatest hand to grace the resolute desk, Donald Trump gave us all permission to push back. Hillary wasn't no ways tired, until Trump forced her to hang up her pantsuit once and for all, he said as laughter filled the room. It took a crooked impeachment and a pandemic to steal a second term from him in 2020. 6 shameful court cases, a would-be assassin, and Kamala couldn't stop him 24. We are winning the culture war. Hollywood has been broken. Celebrities are either fleeing the country or quitting California for middle America. A new day has finally arrived, he continued. And I swear it's because of the work that you're doing. So please keep praying. Keep organizing. Keep fighting. Keep kicking ass. Do it for yourselves and your family, for your community, for your country. Do it for Andrew Breitbart. Do it for Charlie Kirk. Thank you. And God bless.